With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. The Monterey Parks and Recreation Commission has voted unanimously to recommend to the City Council a $12 million preferred concept plan for the old Capitol site. The Pebble Beach Company dedicated the location south of Highway 1 near Iris Canyon Road to the city for a park in 2019. It includes 135 acres and one of the few surviving Monterey pine forests. Only about 8 acres were deemed suitable for trails. The recommended plan will include ADA accessible hiking trails but excludes biking. An atmospheric river is causing evacuations and closures around Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury reports.
Flooding from heavy rains has prompted evacuation orders for areas around Felton and Watsonville. National Weather Service meteorologist Rachel Kennedy says the bulk of the rain fell overnight between Wednesday and Thursday, but residents should remain alert.
Even though rain is starting to wind down, it may take a bit longer for flooding to recede. Have a way to stay up to date on flood advisories or flood warnings as they are issued.
Residents can sign up for alerts at cruiseaware.org. A high surf warning is also in effect from Thursday to Saturday morning. The Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf will be closed Friday, along with parts of Westcliff Drive and nearby beaches. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
And Monterey County issued an evacuation warning for parts of Salinas and Prunedale yesterday. This is KAZU News. I'm Lisa Ledeen.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Few people have witnessed a project grow from its conception to the point of international acclaim. Even fewer have been at the helm of such an endeavor. Julie Packard helped create the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and after 40 years, she's stepping down as executive director. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs sat down with Packard and began by asking how many similar interviews she's done since sharing her plans to leave the role.
Well, thanks for having me for this interview, because KAZU and local radio is near and dear to my heart. And I actually haven't done that many. What I've had is a boatload of incoming well-wishing on LinkedIn and all the social media and from all our members and donors, which I really, really appreciate.
What was your favorite part of the job?
I would say a real highlight was when we started working in the aquarium and assembling the diversity of design talent, the architects, the engineers, the seawater system designers, of course, exhibit designers, graphic designers, this whole array of people that were really dedicated to communicating with the public and also building a building on our very challenging site. So that was a super, super fun and creative time.
Can you think of a moment when you witnessed a visitor experiencing the aquarium and like kind of that moment of you watching someone else take it in, like just stuck with you?
One that really sticks in my mind, I was coming inside the main aquarium lobby from the deck, and there was a woman opening the door coming out on the deck with her daughter. And she said as she came out, she had this sort of awestruck look on her face, and she said that, you know, this is the first time my daughter's seen the ocean. That so stuck with me, especially because this family may live 20 minutes away from here. We have so many kids that come, so many families that come that have never been, you know, because they're working two jobs, or they don't have transportation, or parking here is expensive. And so we've been really working hard to lower those barriers with a lot of new free access programs. And that, to me, is the coolest thing, when people are being, you know, have a chance to see something they've never seen before and they would not otherwise have access to.
That kind of leads into this a little bit, but how do you think the aquarium has changed Monterey and this region more broadly over time?
When we had the idea to do an aquarium here all about Monterey Bay, first off, we had no idea that it would become such a big deal. Put simply, you know, that we would become an internationally known name and institution. We've had over 70 million visits to the aquarium, and so you just think of all the people from around the world that now know of this place. All of the awareness about what's here of value and worth protecting, and the advocacy that we've done through building, through our conservation and science team, engaging with protection moves and engaging our public with the importance of that. Really, that's been a huge a huge win for this region because 40 years ago, a lot of wildlife here was still in recovery. We have a lot more wildlife here than we did a few decades ago. So that's a wonderful story.
What are your hopes and fears for the future of ocean conservation work?
Well, starting with the fear, or I'd call it a concern more, it's just that we're not acting with enough urgency to solve the problems that we know are accelerating, first and foremost, you know, global climate change, and society is not taking action at the pace that we need to, and that is very concerning. I would say my hopes, though, are that we're going to continue to make progress in protecting or restoring the ocean. Because the good news is the ocean is very resilient. It can recover given half a chance. And we see that here in Monterey Bay and beyond. And so while there are impacts to the ocean that are going to be really tough to mitigate or to turn around, there are a lot of, you know, so many stories, certainly where wildlife can recover, and all the wildlife that our guests see thriving here, whether it's sea otters or brown pelicans or gray whales, those are all species that have recovered and are thriving now. So, but the ocean can recover, and that's the thing we need to continue to work really hard on.
That was Elena Neal Sachs speaking with outgoing Monterey Bay Aquarium Executive Director Julie Packard. And I'm Amy Mayer, KAZU News.